now it's like looking in the mirror. No difference. Because they're seeing, then thinking, and then talking to the what is there in the mirror. Yeah, right? So one lives alone. And one understands the meaning of living alone by oneself, with one thought only. All the sensuous object appears like a flash for thoughts only, because it cannot stay quite long, like sound, visible object, very, very short. And ignorance is there when there is no direct understanding of reality which appears as it is. So in order to eradicate ignorance, there must be the development of understanding of reality. Not thinking that experiencing something different is the development of panya, but the development of panya is the elimination of ignorance from reality that one has known before.
If one has an idea, or before I had more moments of awareness when I was listening and considering and studying more, is it right?
What about this moment of seeing that is the proof of one's understanding and one's development? It's so very natural, the moment of awareness and the moment without awareness slip in and out naturally. It's like different thinking coming from seeing and hearing, see? It indicates that when there is right understanding, there is no regret.
Do you understand about the paramis?
Very little, because I haven't been really reading like on the paramis, but I understand, I know the teeth of parami, and I understand the many lives, how all of us have developed to some extent parami and accumulations. Yes. The reason we're human now and we can hear the Dharma is because of past accumulations. The reason people understand quickly or slowly is because of past accumulations, listening to the previous lives, developing the previous lives, etc.
While we are talking about realities, these moments, the moment of development of Panya Parami, by itself, even we don't name it or have resolution, it's there. Yeah. Otherwise, we don't talk about realities. And you don't come along from Hong Kong to have discussion.
So we don't particularly have to name or think about the paramis.
No. Your action shows.
But often you encourage people to really study and consider the paramis. So in that case, if one is studying and considering it, one needs to understand the details.
It's daily life. When there are awareness slipping in and out, it's also the development of parami too. And listening is also sometimes patience parami.
Okay.
Yeah, kanti.
Does it depend on what one's listening to, or any listening?
It depends on the circumstances, whether it's virya or kanti.
In what way could it be virya?
You are not tired of hearing or sitting, listening again and again. Some would say that it's time for stretching or walking or exercising, see? But it needs virya to go on, no matter you would like to lie down or to go sleep.
Yes, I mean one's body, like our body may be really tired, but mentally, like yesterday, our evening, maybe one's body just wants to lie down and sleep, but mentally wants to.
Virya.
One sees the value of hearing more. Yeah.
And now it's like kanti parami too, because we cannot sit comfortably and hear comfortably, because there are many things that disturb outside. Yeah.
In a situation like yesterday, when people are getting tired, and then we know that we are meeting again the following day at an early time, so point. Otherwise, if you go too late, then
they can be at the bottom of me, like being aware instantly.
Like
being aware of the nama at that moment.
Times.
Yeah, times. Any moment can be moment of developing parami.
Jonathan's talking about a parami called being sensible parami.
In what sense?
Well, he says that even though you know it's very useful to continue discussing, if you know the traffic's going to be very bad and you're going to get home late and you're tired and you're going to be meeting again the next day, then even though it's so useful, it would be wiser to finish. So that's why I say it's called it being sensible parami.
Yeah, and one also realizes that one can develop other paramis, not only listening.
Well, one doesn't necessarily have to think of it's wise to go home now, or it's wise to listen at this time either. It depends on conditions. Vipaka comes into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it may happen we listen even we don't want to listen.
Right, like
we may develop panya even we don't want to develop panya at some time.
Like in fact in this situation, he wanted to go home early and he had a stomachache, but I refused to move. So.
No, I was thinking of Shachin
at
that time.
Right.
I thought that she'd tired.
He was worried that you would be too tired, so consideration parable.
I stop when I think that that's enough for considering. And then I will continue later when I think that it's the right time. That's enough for.
Yes.
That's as much for
one thing time.
For thinking over it. Usually, I don't think of tiredness at all.
No.
Because when it's kusala, one cannot swap it with other akusala moments. Yeah.
But one may know that physically, like now, I can say that physically I'm very tired. I mean, like after lunch when we were having a discussion, it was very difficult for me to keep my eyes open. So physically, one may know one's very tired. But then if you are having some useful discussion, you forget about it at that time. Or in between the discussion, there may be some...
And that is also very yabarami, you see. Because panya is there, motivating ones to continue on.
How about what I just said about sometimes one may even think, just thinking, one doesn't want to hear anymore, but because one's in a situation, one hears some dharma, and panya develops anyway, even though one may think, they don't want to hear, but it's because of conditions, because of past accumulations.
Yeah.
One may develop panya even though one thinks one doesn't feel like developing at that time.
One can see the anatta-ness.
Yeah, the anatta-ness, right.
Perfectly. One cannot do anything, even one thinks this way, but situation is different.
Right.
Yeah. And it conditions other type of kusala, understanding or developing awareness. So just let go everything. Just leave it to conditions.
Yeah.
And that indicates the understanding, more understanding of conditionality and anatta-ness. Until one can let go the idea of self completely.
Experience sometimes teaching or seeing a client after lunch, I may have the same experience of physically feeling really tired and struggling to keep my eyes open, but trying to explain something but it's not for a dharma purpose, it's just because it's the job that I've been paid to do.
But it's like training oneself to have viriya in different ways too.
So that is, you would call that virya, but
virya,
not virya,
but it's akusala, but it's akusala virya.
Not for parami, so it's just training. or maybe different moments, because one moment maybe, you know, obviously you want the lesson to be interesting for the student, or you want the person to really be helped, but also it's one's job, so you have to do it. So I think different
different teachers. You can see the difference of viriya, which is kusala, and viriya, which is akusala, and be true to both. Not mixing them together. That's why it's like follow the stream. It's like that. Depending on situation, developing kusala of different types. Viriya parami, apanya parami. And it's also the development of kanti parami too, because one can cope with any situation with understanding of realities.
What about when one is upset in a situation, agitated, unable to calm down?
Akusala, the reality. Dosa.
Yes.
Not you.
There can be moments. Again, knowing dosa as a characteristic also. Maybe just brief moments that aren't so noticed. Because there still can be development at that time too. Maybe it's not particularly realised. But
the most useful thing, as you keep saying, is understanding it, the characteristic is not self at that time, mm-hmm. not taking it for one's own dosa, because then it's a condition to be more agitated,
yeah.
because then there is dosa.
One cannot control it.
One can't control it, and one's angry that one can't control it, and one thinks one should be able to control it, and why is one behaving in such a terrible way, and it's a condition for more stories.
Actually, it's probably a good one to understand unnettiness in a way, isn't it? If you're angry and you feel very, very agitated.
It's the same with lobha, for example. If you're so excited about something, like, for example, if you're a computer addict and you're working on a program and you know it's time to finish, but you just can't. Or like the examples Ivan was giving yesterday, you're so carried away by your lobha. But it helps a lot to understand it, that it's anatta, otherwise the same thing. How come I'm so carried away, and isn't this terrible, and you feel shocked by it or something? But if there is some understanding of the anattaness, okay, well, this is lobha, and it's not something that can be controlled.
And one can have usefulness or benefit from having lobha or dosa to see how much accumulation one has.
Yeah. Maybe one doesn't want to see the accumulation.
And isn't it useful, beneficial, to see one's own akusala? Otherwise, how can one know how much one has progressed?
Yeah. But I think in these kind of examples where one's so carried away with something or so upset and agitated, everyone would know on a conventional level that, oh, I
and
have
no
a lot
one
of
likes
angry,
it.
Or I have a lot of greed, or
and no one likes
and
it.
No one likes it.
Instead of not liking it, why not take the understanding from it, that how much one has accumulated such lobha and dosa that it can appear like that.
So it is useful. There's a good chance to understand those accumulations.
Yeah.
What do you mean by able to see how much progress? What's the level of?
It depends on how much you cling to that moment as I.
Yeah.
If you let go instantly, it means that you have more understanding of.
So even if there's a lot of dosa, if there's more detachment from it, if there's less. So it doesn't mean the dosa or the lobha stops, but it just means that it.
Right, understanding can.
And is it the same if one is with someone else who is experiencing the same? So again, the more understanding one has of someone else's accumulation as an accumulation of dosa or lobha at that time, not someone. That is the test again of one's understanding.
Your own?
Obviously, if it is one's own dosa at that time, then the more understanding of
anatta at that time, they're more useful. And also when one's with other people, like if someone behaves very badly to one or someone else is very upset, again, if one can understand more that it is the accumulation at that time, the quality, rather than the person.
Yeah. So it's very beneficial to understand akusla in detail, because it always arises. But without understanding, it's there from morning to night, see? And panya can really see akusla as akusla in order to eliminate the idea of self from all akusla of all levels too.
So akusla is there, we might as well get benefit from it.
Because it's there by conditions, and right understanding can understand that all realities are not self. So if there is no understanding of akusla, how can one know whether one have less or more? See? And how much understanding one has in a day? Because if there is no understanding of akusla at all, can one say that one has developed understanding?
When you
one has progress? When there is no understanding of akusla at all.
When you talk about understanding akusala in detail, what do you mean understanding akusala in detail?
What about attachment, after seeing, hearing?
Is that understanding akusala in detail, understanding the attachment at that
moment? Just follow the sense experience through sense dharma.
Understanding how it is conditioned at that moment.
Yeah. Otherwise, one cannot say that the panya and the five indriya now are powerful, pala. Because for the 37 factors of enlightenment, there are also five indriya. The five indriya and the five pala, satta, viriya, sati, smati, panya, are powerful because of the development. And if all these reality cannot arise and understand reality in daily life, how can one say that they are all powerful now? Because people think that it's time after 6 months it is powerful without understanding reality after seeing, hearing.
The first pala was
the five indriyas.
Five indriyas.
And when they grow, they become five pala, powerful, five powerful factors. Satta,
sada,
viriya,
viriya,
sati, samadhi, and panya.
They're the chittasikas of the Eightfold Path also, aren't they? The five.
Satta, sati, viriya, samadhi, and panya. There are satta at this moment, and there are also viriya and sati and samadhi at moment of being aware of reality of this moment. Very powerful to be able to be aware of all realities of six dharmas. So one knows by oneself whether it is powerful enough or it has to be to develop.
When you talk about understanding, for example, the lobha that follows visible object.
After tasting.
Mm-hmm. After tasting.
Yeah, after seeing.
After seeing. This is because of proximity condition or...
I don't want to name or call it. Yeah. Because what the Pali word for proximity?
I'm just trying to think.
Anantara Pachaya. But for
knowing that
for arahata there is no lopa or tosa, so it cannot be the anantara pachaya. The anantara pachaya is the citta and cetasika of this moment when they fall away, the proximity.
The
proximity condition the next moment.
Yes.
And by developing right understanding, which can understand realities of any moment, one can understand how an arahata become an arahata. Because of the development of understanding of reality of six doorways. So very powerful.
Because of the balas which have been developed to the degree
So after seeing, kusala can arise, being aware and understand. And later on, when all defilements have eradicated, kriya citta arise after seeing, hearing. And a sotapanna will be born not more than seven lives. So it must be the very sharp understanding of realities in daily life that can eradicate wrong view and attachment.
By understanding the details of the realities more precisely and more, as you say, in more detail. Less and less doubt.
And that
confusion
is the way to eradicate all attachment to the idea of self. Otherwise, there must be clinging to the idea of self for some nama and rupas in daily life.
And lack of confidence that certain realities can be known or experienced, whether this was awareness of this reality.
Because panya can understand visible object as just visible object, but ignorance take visible object for people and things. So by understanding this, it's conditioned for awareness of visual object and understand it more until it's fully developed that thinking is different from seeing visible object and how short the visible object is and how short seeing is.
And at that stage, what is that stage?
Why do you have to
Why do you have to?
Because in sutta, it said in at the end of the sutta that that person had a clear understanding, just clear understanding, but it includes many, many vipassanayana. In order to not encouraging people to become attached to different stages.
Yeah,
just clear understanding is enough for all vipassanayanas. And one knows that the different stages are different stages by oneself, because this beginning stage cannot be the higher stage. And one knows what hindrances the growth and how it cannot be the higher one. Because of the understanding is not enough, it's not sharp enough, it's not thorough enough for all realities in daily life.
For all realities. So if there is an understanding of some realities in daily life, but not all, can the understanding that one has developed in respect of those certain realities be applied to other realities?
Certainly, by seeing that that is the characteristic of nama which experiences. For example, now the rupa cannot experience any object. It's like dead body, dead material, the rupa. If one sits still, no move, it's like a log. But seeing is not that. It's different. It's not just the body which does not know anything. So by understanding the characteristic of reality which sees as just an element of experiencing, then it can help to be conditioned for understanding other sense though too and thinking too, little by little. Until it grows.
Getting back to something we were talking earlier, which Sarah mentioned, if another person in the room was arranging with us, or upset with us,
develop metta parami.
Sure.
Yeah.
Any parami would be just fine.
Yeah, that person should be object to for you to have metta. He doesn't understand reality. He is not developing wholesomeness. He doesn't know that it's akusala. When we think of Saddam, what Jitha is thinking?
It depends.
Yeah, see, when there is awareness, it's metta instead of dosa. So you don't follow the others, not liking him.
Also, one understands a bit about their parka too, that if someone's angry with us, even though maybe it seems like they had no reason to be, but if we understand their parka, we know
one's own vipaka.
It's not for no reason that someone's angry with us. It's also vipaka.
In Thai, we have an expression, why it has to be me. And in Dhamma, because it has to be you. By his own kamma and vipaka. No question anymore why it has to be me.
Saddam is angry, it's not such a big problem because he's not angry with you or me, but if someone is angry with us in particular, it's very difficult not to take it personally and not to cling to oneself at that time. Why should that person be so angry with me when I haven't done anything wrong?
If there is no metta and you get angry, you are equal. Wholesome and wholesome is the same, but unwholesome and unwholesome. He has unwholesome akusala, and you also have unwholesome kusala. So you are not better than that person.
Not
better than.
Not better, not having any measure to that person. And also, of course, if that person is angry, immediately we cling to on that rotten person who is angry. There's no understanding of
then you could understand the meaning of sati is necessary in all situations.
Sati,
yes, vipatthana helps any situation to understand that there is no being, only a moment of hearing, a moment of thinking, a moment of unpleasant feeling.
What about if maybe one has some moments of metta and then the person seems to get angrier? Still, so one thinks, oh, maybe it's no use. I think it's just lack of confidence in metta.
Do you want anything in return when you have metta?
One would like that person to stop being angry.
No, not at all.
Right.
Having metta all the way.
Yes. Confidence and metta,
The other's accumulation has nothing to do with your accumulation.
Sometimes we have the idea conventionally, if you're nice and kind and metta, then it's like you're being soft and then the person can maybe abuse you all the more or something like this. But if you are strong and you fight back, maybe they won't. This is an idea we have conventionally.
Would you like to be dust rag?
I know I should.
I like to be, and I try to be, and I follow the way to be. This is Adidana.
This is Adidana.
Resolution.
Yeah. Take action for resolution.
By being restrained and
by understanding and developing metta, and one can have understanding of reality, see? And this is the best thing in one's life, to develop the powerful factors of enlightenment.
When one talks about the powerful factors, one of which is samadhi, what do you mean thereby? Samadhi is a power.
The five phala and the five indriya, they go with awareness and understanding of realities only.
Yes. So there does it refer to the right concentration which arises from each moment of right understanding, or does it refer to moments of calm?
To distinguish this from other level of kusala, like samatha. As there are the factors of enlightenment, there must be the reality as the objects. Paramatta Dhamma.
Yes. So samadhi in that context is it ekagata cetasika?
Ekagata cetasika arises with panya and other.
Yes. So this is what it is referring to.
Having the absolute reality as the object only. Because theoretically there is the understanding that all now are dhammas. There is no other thing besides dhamma. So the powerful factors can understand this when they have the absolute realities as their objects from one moment to another moment. One is not used to develop understanding of realities at different places. So it cannot become powerful at all. Yeah. And what is one real life? All realities are real in one's life.
Well, if you say one is used to developing understanding realities in some places but not other places, can it really be right understanding of realities? For example, if someone says they have a lot of understanding of realities when they're in Bangkok and none when they're in Hong Kong, can one really say that is any understanding? Or is it just an idea of thinking about
it? It depends on the beginning, because one can begin to have understanding here and then many moments of no understanding. So one can say that there is some understanding while one was in Bangkok.
Yes.
Khun Charupan went to Scotland.
Yes.
And she happened to understand visible object there while she were in Bangkok for many, many years.
Yes.
See? So it depends.
Yes. But for example, if someone says, oh, the reason they go to the meditation center is because they have a lot of understanding while they're there, but when they leave and they go back into the traffic, they have no understanding, so that's why they're going back again. Is it possible?
Could it be? They try to get used to developing a right understanding of other situation as well.
Maybe they find there are no conditions for understanding.
So it's impossible for them to have understanding because they don't know that all realities are realities in daily life when there is understanding. This moment is only reality when there is understanding.
Well, maybe they understand it, but maybe they find there are no conditions. For example, Jonathan often says that, I don't know whether it's possible or not, but he says that in his work there are no conditions for understanding.
No conditions, but there can be some moments.
There can be, but maybe there aren't.
If there is no attachment to more moments,
yes,
then there can be more awareness later, little by little. And that is enough. Because one can understand the anatta-ness of awareness itself instead of trying to have, and one is so glad that it arises. Because
at least there's no idea that there can't be at that time.
And one can see the anatta-ness of awareness too. It can arise any time of any object. It's better than wanting, craving, expecting, and cling whenever it arises.
Of awareness,
understanding moments when the awareness arrives that it can slip in and it slip out too. Very natural, like thinking, slipping in and out, hearing, slipping in and out. So awareness can slip in and out too.
And the understanding of the analysis, seeing or hearing, can also slip in and slip out.
Yeah, by conditions. Otherwise, there must be attachment strongly to awareness.
And I think in the beginning, any understanding is always trying to learn, and then it must become more and more precise by conditions.
I think what one comes to realize over time is that the awareness is so unpredictable that one just ceases to worry about, you know, whether it's there or not.
Yeah. But by understanding that there are many things to be conditioned for awareness, like discussion and reading and contemplating of the characteristic which appears, how it's not self, can condition awareness, but not with desire to have it at will. Yeah.
I think also one comes to realize that it has nothing to do with the amount of time one reads, or the amount of time one is sitting in a discussion, or the amount of time one goes to the temple, or the amount of time one's in Thailand. It has nothing to do with any of these things. It's really the understanding and the considering that is most useful. So if these things are a condition for understanding and considering, that's fine. But if they're not a condition for it, then like we were saying earlier, you can sit and listen to a 3-hour discussion and actually not really consider at all during that time. Or one can listen to something that someone says very briefly, one sentence, and really consider a lot and develop a lot of understanding as a result.
Who knows when lopa will arise, when tosa will arise. So who knows when awareness will arise. See? And the one who's trying hard to have awareness arise, think that it is awareness which arises, but it's not right awareness at all.
Because they're just so desperate for some awareness.
The other thing is we tend to think sometimes that we are far from awareness. We're perhaps busy under pressure and there are a few moments, but in reality it's not like that. But
by understanding moment with awareness in a day and know that it's conditioned, there is no attachment to it. And whenever awareness arises, it's time to develop understanding. So you know that understanding cannot grow without moment of awareness. For example, there is touching many times a day. But when there is awareness, there is the beginning of understanding. The softness or the touching, the nature of touching as just a moment of experiencing. And at that moment, it's not thinking about the term of softness or touching, because it's the moment of experiencing very naturally. So it's moment of developing understanding. And when it's developed, it can be moment of becoming a sotapanna or an arahata, because there is awareness and understanding grow. Without expectation, because it's time for developing understanding when awareness is aware. Not when you want to be aware. One realizes how much understanding one has when there is awareness. So whenever there is awareness, developing understanding,
it's
that's
just
all.
That moment that is important. So if there's understanding now, it doesn't matter about whether there was any understanding ever before in one's life.
Otherwise, it's only thinking about having awareness.
Trying to work it out, trying to do some calculation. Mm-hmm. Was there more when I was in England? I never think about, was there more when I was in England or Australia? I might say, oh, I used to read more when I was in England, or mm-hmm. I used to have more discussion in Australia, but I never tried to calculate where there was most awareness. As you say, it depends a lot on the understanding. One might think, oh, at certain times,
some people may develop some sati, maybe quite a bit of sati during the day, but they don't. There's no panya or not much panya that goes with it. So is there a right conclusion?
Yes, because sati arises with kusala citta, and there is some hearing about the development of nama and rupa. So it seems like there is sati of reality which appears, but there is no development of panya because they don't know how to develop panya.
Not the detachment.
Yeah.
Not the detail.
Like in many meditation centers, they ask people to come, many hundreds sitting, 1 hour walking, 1 hour, and then developing understanding. But without the intellectual understanding of realities, without considering, how can there be the development of panya?
But can you really say that there's any awareness, because if it's not kusala, it's just concentration, it's not...
Even there is awareness, there is no understanding of awareness. It's like when one recites Ratana Sutta, Itipiso Pakawa Namo Tassa. There is sati of that level, but no understanding.
The level of sila. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Or so, there may be some generosity, so there may be awareness of the level of generosity.
For example, they might have heard the teacher say, there is touching, softness is rupa, and the experiencing is not self. So recite the experiencing is nama, and softness is rupa. It's like that. It can be a level of sati, but no development of panya by reciting.
And if there's no development of panya, if later they go to another center where they say something else, then there will be no confidence that is developed with understanding that eradicates the wrong view. So
when you ask them, they cannot tell you about realities because they have no understanding of realities. But they assume that they have practiced because they sit and they walk and they listen to the nama and rupa through six dhavas. They learn by heart. It depends. It's like when there is sati and there is no understanding of sati, like reciting the sutta or itipiso pakava namo tassa with kusala citta.
And there's a level of sati that arises from many types. So for example, if someone is a Christian and they're very generous, or this level of sati, that maybe they don't really know the value or why it is. They don't know about the different kittas.
And they cannot develop the understanding that that moment is not self. Even it's kusala, even there is sati.
Or if they perform a generous deed, they don't know that, okay, certain moments are generous, but other moments in between are not generous. So of course there are moments of awareness with the generous moments, but there's no understanding and awareness at the level of satipatthana, of the difference between the moments of truly being concerned for the other's welfare and the moments of maybe wanting something back in return, or being attached to the gift one's giving, or it's not precise enough.
One of Nina's books or something about knowing all the
different moments, yes. And you realize that most of what you think of as being a generous act is actually the many more moments of a kusala than kusala.
Is one disturbed by it?
Sometimes, many times.
It depends.
Depends on
to
the
understanding.
Follows,
understanding. Yeah. Not you, just a moment of experiencing.
But maybe a condition for dosa afterwards, immediately.
And then there must be understanding thinking. Too of that dosa as not self. That's why it has to develop on and on. It cannot be stopped just knowing only first time that it's.
Or there may be a moment of understanding the reality is not self, and then afterwards a lot of thinking and aversion.
That's why one realized by oneself how much one has developed understanding of reality very shortly, or longer than that, or more than just one moment.
Yes. Usually just maybe one moment, and then many, many, the long
story. So that is not enough. One realizes by oneself. That's why one has to keep on developing.
One becomes satisfied with one's development. One stops developing.
Or maybe one moment and then wishing for more moments again.
That's why it's lifetime, and not only one lifetime, to understand all realities that one is used to take them for self. To really understand that nothing can be considered as self, because there are different realities arising by conditions and cannot stay.
I don't know that you'd ever be satisfied with the level of understanding of where terminals and space. The more you have, the more you realize you haven't got.
But perhaps we get excited, we see occasionally awareness arises, and we get excited and think that that's, yes. You know, the development is going very well. But,
yes.
Expects that's one is now done so much that it's somehow the past going to just go from then on or something. Right.
Expectations.
That it can be repeated in the same situation or conditions another time.
Yeah.
You talk about the detachment from the five aggregates.
Uh-huh.
It means that one of the five aggregates will be the object of understanding one by one. For example, there are feelings now with each citta, vedana jetasik arises. Is there any moment of understanding feeling as not self? And also perception, sanya jetasika too.
Right.
And rupa, all kinds of rupa, see? So it's not easy just to say that there will be the detachment from the five aggregates. Just by the object, which is object of awareness only at that time, one at a time, little by little.
Oh, maybe it's thinking that thinks that.
Yeah, like feeling. One knows that vedana jetasika is common to all citta. It arises with each moment. Is there a moment of being aware of vedana? If not, then there cannot be detachment from taking vedana for self. That's why it takes time to eliminate the idea of self from the five aggregates.
Long-term project.
Certainly.
Just the thinking about it, though, the intellectual thinking about it seems to help a lot, though. It seems to. Maybe it's just thinking, but it still seems to help a lot.
Because there will be more confidence of the right path.
Yeah.
And this is so very useful. Yeah. Otherwise, one is wavering all the time, which is right and which is not right. But when one knows that all realities appear now, ignorance cannot understand realities as realities. Only when there is awareness and the development of understanding, one can see or understand reality as reality, from moment to moment, from one characteristic to another characteristic, from one khanda to another khanda. All are only realities.
I can see that's a long time away.
Because seeing is each day, each life, and when there is understanding, and when there's no understanding of seeing, see? Because it sees, always sees, from time to time, with or without understanding.
By its own conditions.
I think it can help a lot, or it can be a big relief to understand, well, in theory anyway, that one doesn't need to do anything special. Because if one has the idea, when one's, for example, at the movie, that one should be reading the Dharma book, or when one's reading the Dharma book, that one should be in the meditation center, or if one has the idea that one should be doing something special for the practice, then that makes one's life very difficult, I think.
Because the idea of self always push one to this way or that way, but the development of understanding just follow reality which appears and understand it as just a conditioned reality. Lopa cannot push you to cover up the reality which has arisen already by conditions now.
So instead of trying to steer, just follow.
Yeah. Just understand any reality which is conditioned. Seeing is now conditioned, so it arises, it sees. Developing understanding of reality which is already conditioned.
Putting aside understanding realities, which is quite a high level, but and talking about how you asked me how I feel, my life maybe getting easier or something. What I find maybe useful is the intellectual understanding of karma vipaka, and that seems to take a lot of weight off when you know that things happen not so much because of trying to control your life or something, but
because there are conditions for it to be like that at that time.
These things happen because of conditions.
Yes.
And in the commentary, it always so says that all vipassanayana understand the karma and vipaka clearer, because there is no way to condition any reality at all. But seeing now is not the lopa mulajita, so it's vipaka. Hearing is vipaka. So it's not just understand intellectually, but by being aware, so that one can see clearer and clearer the karma and the vipaka.
So that becomes a much higher level of understanding than just the intellectual understanding.
The more precise understanding of seeing understands precisely its conditioned nature at that time.
You know, I used to have quite a fear of flying, but I found this trip. Maybe there's been more reflection in the last year or so about this sort of karma vipaka and things like that.
No, you're just thinking that's a problem.
Yeah, well, it's just, it doesn't seem to be arising at all now. So it's quite interesting for that respect, and that's maybe, you know, gives a bit of answer to your question about is life getting easier in some respects.
One may think that, oh, it's karma, oh, it's vipaka, but it's not as precise as when there's awareness of seeing and understand that very moment of seeing, because seeing changes to from one object to another object, from one moment to another moment. Hearing and other sense in between too, so it shows the vipaka clearer.
What I was referring to when I meant easier was just that, you know, I think life is very complicated when one thinks there are certain rules about the development of understanding.
The idea of place, no understanding of reality,
yes,
of any time, any place.
Yes. For example, if it's 6 o'clock in one's meditation room is the time for developing awareness, and here one is at 6 o'clock stuck in the traffic jam, then one thinks that one's practice is being hindered. But if one understands that the practice is understanding, seeing a visible object, seeing is seeing whether one's here or in the quiet room, so it makes no difference.
Yeah, it does seem that if one understands this way, it does make practice a lot more natural.
Otherwise, there is attachment to seeing only in the meditation center because one wants to develop understanding there. So there must be clinging to the place too. When there can be awareness and understanding now, there's no clinging to place and time.
I think life is complicated enough. It's always going to be complicated because of our strong kilesa. So it's going to be very complicated. But if on top of all those complications, there's also the wrong idea of limiting understanding, it just makes a complicated life a whole lot more complicated. If you think that you can't do your job because if you do your job you're going to be too busy and you won't have time for a quiet period or a discussion or something, it makes life very difficult.
I am attracted to the sort of the freedom that this gives.
I get it. That's what it is. It's a freedom to, if you're angry, you're angry, or if you're spending your time rushing around, you're spending your time rushing around. And you're driving all day, but as far as the development of understanding is concerned, it doesn't matter at all.
That's what there are conditions
for at that time.
Follow the stream of vipaka with understanding. Thinking for a moment and there can be understanding of seeing right now. One does not waste time following one's thought because there's a reality appearing for understanding to develop. So one does not waste the most beneficial moment understanding reality.
You would say people may start to think less maybe as one sees
expect for less or more thinking because it doesn't matter at all, as thinking is only thinking. No expectation for any kind of reality.
But if one sees the urgency and the preciousness of the present moment, perhaps one would tend not to get absorbed into thinking.
When there's the development of right understanding, should one expect for the clear and sharp understanding while one is developing it?
No.
The result is the sharp and keen later, without expectation, because one is now developing.
Sorry, what was that last bit?
One does not have to think of the result because one is on the way of developing. One doesn't mind when and where because one knows that it will arise when it's time for it. To directly experience the true nature of reality, because now one is developing more understanding. It's only different colors, not like the world of sound. See? One world. Sight is one world. The world of sight is only different colors.
Different colors, but they appear as objects, as different things.
Ignorance.
They appear as colors belonging to different items.
If there is no thinking, can there be any idea of the visible object? So it's thinking again. After the flash of light, it brings about thinking of many stories. The sensuous object is now flashing from one doorway to another doorway, while one hears and sees.
Do you have any difficulty in understanding seeing an invisible object intellectually?
I'm starting to understand it more because I can see how the thinking about it is different from the seeing.
Mm-hmm. So from the actual just experiencing the moment you open your eye, there is some experiencing, then immediately there are all these stories and ideas.
Well, I can see the story somehow is separate from the seeing process to a certain extent, intellectually I understand that. Clues on this for me.
Understanding the characteristic of seeing as not self.
I was just saying I'm starting to understand a little bit why I understand the thinking process is different from the seeing, but understanding the seeing process directly, I'm still cloudy on. The only way I've got an idea of it is that I've read a bit and I understand how the thinking forms the concepts.
From now on,
yeah, right.
And that can be the practice of all other senses, objects, and any reality from now on, but without intention. Because intention is not factor of Eightfold Path at all.
No.
Sati is. So one begins to understand this slipping in of sati to that is so natural as other realities. But we don't have to wait, it can be from now on.
Yeah.
See that in order to understand, perception is not self.
Yeah.
At moment of thinking, if there is no perception, memory of that story, there cannot be condition for thinking of such.
Yeah, such a story.
Yeah, such a story. So at just a moment of beginning to think, it can be object of understanding, of perception. Yeah, see? That's why how to have the five aggregates be object of understanding one by one.
One by one.
Yeah.
That's an important way to understand.
Yeah. And at moment of thinking, it's lopa of dosa, which thinks of kusala.
Yeah.
So it's sankara khanda at that moment, which conditions such variety of thoughts. See? Sometimes lopa, very funny story, very pleasant one, and sometimes very unpleasant one.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's sankara khanda is there to
like,
understand.
You said before about the ingredients, the combination of ingredients.
Yeah.
It seems like sankara seems more predominant when we're thinking it than perception, or is that just depend
but
on?
Only one characteristic of sankara khanda, because 50 jetasikas. Yeah. So by saying that having detachment from the five aggregates indicates no understanding precisely.
Right, yeah. Good, thank you for that.
That is the wrong path, because in Tipitaka there are also eightfold paths and eight wrong paths too.
Eight wrong paths.
Yes, and eight right paths.
According to the
eight Eightfold Paths.
Yes.
Wrong Eightfold Paths. And wrong Eightfold Path is lopa with wrong view, because one clings unknowingly to such view.
Yes, so that's why the wrong view is the most
dangerous.
Because one doesn't know it's wrong. If there is lobha, but one knows it's unwholesome, at least there's a chance. But if one follows wrong view, but has no...
One is attached to it, the more it's difficult to try to get rid of it.
Yes. That's why, as we said earlier,
of all realities as realities only, no self, no being.
Pointing like that, could go to war with kusala citta.
With
kusala.
Can't you have kusala sometimes in between?
In between, yes.
Yeah.
But not the intention to start the war or something like this in between. There can be kusala in between.
Wanting to help the other to evade or to avoid.
Help others to avoid
destruction.
Yes.
When Vasagara Brahma, the high official of Makata, went to see Buddha and he would like very much to know how to destroy the Vajji.
Yes.
Because Vajji was very prosperous at that time.
Yes.
And Buddha talked about the seven, or I couldn't remember the exact number of Dhamma for the Vajji to
Yeah.
And many people think that it's like a hint for Vasakara Brahma to be able to destroy the Vajji. But in reality, Buddha knew better than the other that if he didn't talk about all these seven qualities of Dhamma, then Vasakara Brahma would immediately go and destroy Vajji. But since he talk about this, it will give time for Vasakara Brahma not to go straight to destroy Vajji. Yeah. So one has to understand the underline and the bottom line. Why did he talk about that? It's not that it's a hint for Vasakara Brahma to destroy all those Dhamma of the Vajji. Do you think that he had the idea of destroying?
I think if you go to war, there must be the idea of destroying. There has to be a plan, and part of the plan.
What should be destroyed? The wrong manners or the right one for the whole world or for the his?
But isn't that like a justification, like your sister might say, caught the mosquitoes so that it doesn't hurt the guests?
No, it's not like that at all. We have to think of the objective of the action.
Not of the action itself.
Because he has a responsibility for such and such issues. So he tried his best to help the world. If he or the United Nations did not do like this, what would happen now? What about the destruction of the oil wells? That is so little comparing to what would happen if there is no...
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know
but
about the conditions.
Yeah.
We can only speculate what would happen.
Yeah. And what's the proof? The destruction of the oil well. It's just part of it. There could be more destruction than that.
Could be, but we don't know.
Yes, we don't know.
We have to just take responsibility for our own intentions and actions.
Yes, but what about the Kuwaiti and the Iraqi and the northern part of Iraqi, the
Kurds?
Yes. Has responsibility as the leader of the country, as the leader of the army, try their best to help, not to destroy.